Let us welcome in Mike Conzi. It's time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Mike.
Excuse me. Good morning.
So, we didn't speak to you yesterday, but how'd the weekend go with your racing?
Oh, I don't remember.
That was
a couple days ago.
I know. It's hard enough to remember what happened yesterday. All right. Well, where do you want to go in sports? I mean, I'm completely out of the loop, to be honest with you.
Well, let's beat the dead horse some more. Baseball is awful. It's god-awful. It's unbelievable how you watch games. I mean, I get phone calls from friends of mine, some ex-major leaguers, that we just go over it and say how ridiculous the state of baseball is. Let's go back to last night's second game of the Met doubleheader. Now, by the grace of God, they won 1-0, okay? And they used the old pitcher and inning routine. So if you're going with the pitcher and inning, you're hoping to get through it using people that usually don't pitch that often. Okay, good. So you start the game. The first guy goes 1-2-3. Second guy goes 1-2-3. Third guy goes 1-2-3. Why don't you leave one of them in there? Why? Because it's like shooting craps in Atlantic City. The more you roll the dice, the sooner or later you're going to crap out. The more that you change pitchers, sooner or later, one's going to get kiboshed. I just don't understand baseball. I have no idea what's going on with it. Now, let's go turn the page back a day. The Yankees are having a no-hitter pitched against the Red Sox through 7 innings. And all you hear is how great this pitcher's throwing, how this, that, and making history and doing this. You know, how do the Yankees get all carried away with themselves when they announce a game? The guy gives up a leadoff hit. He's gone. You take him out. Beautiful. You know why? Because then the Red Sox pounded you for 5 runs and scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to take the lead 5-4, and the Yankees go home a loser.
Now,
what's wrong with baseball?
Now, I've counted. You know how many games the Yankees have lost in either the 8th or 9th inning when they had a multi-run lead this year so far?
A lot.
10.
Mm-hmm.
10.
So something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah, 10. Just imagine
that. You had a lead late, and you changed pitchers, and you lost.
10. They're 9 out. They're 9 out of first place. They've blown 10 multi-run leads in the last 2 innings.
The Phillies, I think, are like near 30. So it's you got a pandemic in baseball. Nobody can hold a lead. So what should you do? Go get the vaccine. How about leaving a pitcher in that's been getting people out? That's a pretty simple solution. If things are working, why change things? Because you're supposed to? Because it's the way it is? How about just go with the status quo and win a baseball game? It's pathetic. It really is. It's sickening to watch. It's getting to the point where I can't watch it anymore. I watch it and I just say, here we go again, and it happens time and time again. And then whoever plays the New York Mets, please listen to our radio station. Don't pitch to Pete Alonso. He's the only guy on the team that can possibly beat you. Why would you pitch to the guy? The Blue Jays did and lost the game because of it. And, like, let's go back to the doubleheader last night. So did you watch any of the replays of the home run derby where Pete Alonso was doing, like, his version of the Irish jig before he hit?
No.
To get himself psyched up to hit a home run? Did you see any of that?
No.
Well, that's good in the All-Star game because it's all theater. Well, guess what Pete Alonso did last night with a man on first and third and one out? And the pitching coach went out to talk to the pitcher. He started doing his dance. That infuriated me. I immediately called up my buddy that pitched in the major leagues and explained the situation, and he was watching it too. He said, my next pitch would be in his ear. So Pete Alonso got up, first pitch. What did he do? Nice 5-3 unassisted double play, end of the inning. Act like you've played this game before. Go up and swing the bat the way you're supposed to swing the bat and get the job done. People don't need to see you dancing in an on-deck circle. All it is theater. It means nothing. And it's going to make that pitcher even more determined to get you out. What's wrong with people?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's the state of the game today.
It is. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's. I'm telling you, it's hard to watch. And I don't know about you, but a lot of people down here, no one's watching the Olympics, and more people than not are rooting against the United States.
Bizarre times.
Well, these athletes bring it upon themselves.
Yep.
Stop crying. Remove the bottle from your mouth. Grow up and do something. Nothing but there's no excuses in sports. You got beat. Period. Stop blaming people. The women's soccer team are going as far as blaming reporters because their reporting is too harsh about them. That's why they can't play. Oh, my God. Remember the George Thorogood song? Get a haircut and get a real job. They should play that before they play.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens in sports tomorrow.
How you feeling?
Pretty bad.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got nothing wrong with my knees, but my whole intestinal system is screwed up because of the anesthesia. So it's
that stuff's bad.
Yeah, it stinks. It really does. But it'll get better, no doubt about it.
I got a cure for you.
What?
Drink bourbon.
I might try that in just a few minutes.
That'll help it all out.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you later.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Saratoga's running.
Okay. Bye bye.
Have a great day.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.